Hello and welcome back to the Heavenly Mind Podcast. I am your host, Liz Nierswicki. Today I am coming to you with a special message about gratitude and appreciation. So today I woke up and I started going through my gratitudes, and sometimes it's just hard in the mornings, to get into the feeling of gratitude and appreciation. And so I was heading into work this morning and I had my radio off and I was just thinking about gratitude. What am I grateful for? And so I just started with my own body before I went outwards to the outer world. And I was like, I am so grateful first and foremost for the sight that I have to see things, and, ears to hear, and really just tapped into those visuals, the visual stimulus, what my ears were hearing. And right now, as I'm saying this, I'm sitting on my front porch and the crickets are loud. I can hear the construction equipment in this neighborhood across the street, and just tuning into that, so many things start to begin to amplify in my own body. Like, for example, I built my house. I built I didn't personally build, but I did the building process. And building is fun. It's so exciting and fun. I have expensive taste, but I built my home. I built the studio. And I'm just sitting here thinking about these people who are building these homes across the street from my house. And it's so exciting. Okay, so then excitement, builds up inside of me. And that's a wonderful feeling to tap into right now or in the morning. And so this morning I moved on to touch, and I just ran my hands on my steering wheel and the stitching on the steering wheel. I'm so grateful to be able to touch things. You guys, this human experience that we have here is such a gift. When we pass on, what my belief is and what, a lot of the spiritual books talk about, we never die. Our spirit lives on. We're always here. However, in my world and the way that I think and the way that I coach and all the stuff that I've ever learned is that, this human experience is such a blessing because we get to touch. We get to see. We get to hear. We get to taste. We get to smell. These are our senses that amplify this life experience that we get to have, that we came here for. And how many days have you lived without even being grateful for the physicality of this life experience? I know for myself, I've lived many days without really, really tuning in and tapping into gratitude and appreciation. And, I've gone through so much recently in the last couple of years, and really in the last year, found myself at just, in my mind, a rock bottom place where I was just like trying to figure out where to go, what to do. I was depressed. I was not focused. And, and really, you guys, it boils down to a choice. It boils down to a choice always, every day, to wake up and choose our focus. And that's what I know about myself, and I know about this life, and for myself over the years of my whole life, every time I've felt, down or been going through a rough patch, I have known that, I didn't know this always, but now I know that I am the master. I'm the master of this journey. It's up to me to make my life something. It's up to me to choose my happiness. It's up to me to choose my mindset and to then focus my mind. It's so easy to focus on what's going on, but what's the purpose in that? It's already done. So what are you going to focus on? You're going to focus on what you can do, what you get to do. And so today, as I was driving in, I just really got into gratitude. And as I went into work, I had the ability today, no, the opportunity today, to work with some special needs students. And the special needs students, one of them was born without a retina, two retinas. So she had to have surgery when she was younger. And wow, you know, like it just made my gratitude process that morning so much more meaningful. And I just sat there and I looked around and I really moved deeper into this gratitude process this morning and appreciation. So today, you guys, I just wanted to come on here and really encourage you to start your mornings and with gratitude and appreciation. And appreciation and gratitude are a little bit different. Gratitude in my mind is like what has been, and appreciation is what is and what you can appreciate now, what you do have. And that those feelings of gratitude and appreciation will just amplify within you. And it's the feeling that you want to feel and latch on to. And as you do, the universe just gives you more and more to be appreciative for, to be grateful for. You just, it's like the first domino is you doing the work to get the feeling going and then allow that momentum to build. It's important that you do that. And it's important, you guys, that we focus on the good things. It can be so easy to get caught up in what is going wrong, but there's always something positive that you can focus on. It's really up to you to choose that. So today, I just want to leave you with a mantra that you can take into your day and use this to help you grow your gratitude practice and your appreciation practice. Because honestly, you guys, as you do this, you're going to get so many more blessings. Your eyes are going to be opened, not just your visual eyes, the eyes that you see with, but your imagination, those visionary eyes, those are going to be awoken, and you're going to be able to see so many more blessings. You're going to be able to see life in a different way. You're going to get these little epiphanies of, oh, that's why that's happening. And that gratitude is going to amplify. You're going to be so grateful. You know, I had an experience this morning around, you know, one of the things that I'm doing is day trading. Not really day trading, but it's more like swing trading a little bit. I do long-term holding of stocks, but there's a whole 10 years of experience that I have in learning the system. So I trade stocks. In a nutshell, I trade stocks. And you know, I started thinking about it this morning, is that some people have built equity and money in their lives by working. Some people have, you know, built it in multi-level marketing companies. Some people have done it just different ways. And today I just thought about how I'm unique in this aspect, because I learned this back in 2009 and 10. And over the last decade, I've been applying what I learned back then and trying and failing and trying and failing and learning. And I have a beautiful relationship with failure, because it's through the failures that we learn to fly. You know, it's through falling we learn to fly. And it's so important for us to really just get grateful for our life experiences, all of them, because they're offering you something special about you. You have a unique life, and you have a unique past, and it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's beautiful, and it's been for you. And so today I really thought about how some people have gotten, you know, retirement money from different ways. And I just had this moment where I was like, you know what? I'm blessed to be able to know what I know. I'm blessed to be able to have this experience to trade and to allow this practice of what I know and what I've learned to help me build my future and to help me build my nest egg and my retirement funds. And such a beautiful and unique experience to me. And for those of you that know me, I've probably shared with you a lot of the or even my podcast, you've heard the stories about how I got the original money for the yoga studio, and that was from day trading and stock trading. And so it's a beautiful thing that is highly emotional. And however, if you do it right and you are smart about what you're doing, you can do really well. And it's just one of those things today that I just was like so grateful for, because I'm just like everyone else. I can compare myself to others. And there's somebody who I'm friends with who's made millions of dollars in the multi-level marketing company. And I was like, you know, I didn't do it that way. And then my spirit just rose up from within and said, yeah, but you know how to do this. And I was like, ooh, beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you for that little epiphany. So you guys, I want to just end it with this. The more you appreciate, the more you're grateful, the more you are actually appreciating your life, your spirit is going to continue to rise within you and bless you with little insights. It's so important for you to focus your mind on what is good and continue to pour into that. And allow the spirit within you to bless you and to gift you with those little insights, you guys, because that's what it is. It's not big mountain movements that are going to rock your world. No, it is you being awake to your spirit talking to you and giving you those little nudges, just like it gave me today. A couple of times today, you got to be open. Your spiritual eyes have to be open to hearing that whisper of the spirit and guiding you and directing your path, because it is always happening. And it really is going, you're going to be aware of it. You're going to be tapped into it. The more you are tapped into gratitude and appreciation. Okay. So that's where you begin. And also, I'm going to finish with this. Self-love is so, so important here. Self-love is, you know, I talk about having a heavenly mind. Well, there's no negative thought that deserves to hold space in your in your holy mind. No negative thought deserves to hold space in your holy mind. And any negative thought that pops up, whether it is against yourself or the world or your life or whatever, it needs to be abolished, and you need to think a new thought, something that feels good to you. You can say, well, that was a lesson learned, or yes, that was tough, but I believe that the spirit within me is guiding me to something better. You know, that would be the bare bone. And I never lie to yourself, because you know when it's a lie. You can't say, I am this. I'm a supermodel if you're overweight. I am a millionaire if you're not a millionaire. You can't lie to yourself. But what you can do is walk yourself across that bridge and say, yes, this happened, but I know this, this, and this. So I believe in my journey. Okay. So something like that. You've got to find resonance with what is and guide yourself across that bridge to that holy land that you want to be living in, to that grateful place, to the place of appreciation, to the place where that appreciation and that gratitude is real. Okay. It's got to be real. And once you find that little edge, grab onto it, move into it. And just keep moving deeper, deeper into that appreciation and into that gratitude, and just let it snowball for you. All right. So gratitude, appreciate, self-love. I want you to start with some self-love today. Go into the mirror. Go look at yourself. Say, I'm grateful for you. I appreciate you. And if there's any ounce of you that doesn't believe those words, that's some work that you need to do. Have some self-compassion and continue growing that self-love muscle, because there's no end to this. And the more you, there's no end to that well. The more you love yourself, the more you tap into self-love, the more you will connect to that spirit that lives within you, because God made you in God's image. God made you in the glory of God, and God doesn't make mistakes. God does not fail. God is not confused. You know, you're made perfect. And if you're doubting it, then you're doubting God. You're doubting your creator. So go align yourself to love, to self-love, to your worthiness, to your divinity, to gratitude, to appreciation, to your sight, to your sound. You get to listen to this. Some people don't have the ability to even hear these words. You get to. All right, you guys, so much love to you. Please do me a favor and share this episode with somebody who can use it and somebody that you know you can bless by sharing this episode with them today. Every one of you who are listening has someone who could benefit from listening to this podcast. And you guys, it's up to us to share this goodness with other people so that we together can rise. And again, I want to invite you to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, to my private group page there. It's open to you. It's an exclusive group page for this podcast, and it's called Liz Nierzwicki's Heavenly Mind Soul Tribe. So I'm going to be doing some really special things for my tribe, and I can't wait to be doing these things as we move into the fall and winter, things that are just for you. So make sure you're there. Make sure you invite those people who you want to just really live on this spiritual track and understanding and learning more about self-love. And let's do this together, okay? The world needs our light. The world needs us to be the light. And also you, I want to say this, you are the miracle worker. You, God gave it to you, okay? People pray all the time for God to do this, but God said, I gave you feet, I gave you eyes, I gave you hands, I gave you all of this, go do it. God, we are God in the manifested form. It is up to us to be the miracle workers, to be the miracle-minded head on these bodies and to spread that light out into the world, okay? You guys, I love you so much. Have a great day.